Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Once a Month, Cooking by Mimi Wilson and Mary Beth Lagerborg is a practical cookbook and kitchen management guide built around a simple promise cook in concentrated sessions. Then rely on your freezer so you can serve homemade dinners with far less day-to-day effort. First introduced decades ago and later revised to reflect more health-conscious preferences, the book is as much about process as it is about recipes. It walks readers through planning a cycle of meals, shopping efficiently, and organizing a single mega cooking day to produce many main dishes that can be frozen and finished quickly later. Rather than aiming for restaurant-style complexity, it emphasizes family-tested meals, repeatable routines, and realistic time savings for busy households. The authors outline options to prepare either a full month or a shorter 2-week set of dinners, encouraging variety by rotating menus. For readers who feel stuck between takeout and nightly cooking from scratch, the book offers a structured system designed to make home cooking feel achievable again. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the once-a-month system designing a repeatable meal cycle. At the center of the book is a systemized approach to dinner. Instead of deciding and cooking nightly, you create a planned cycle of entrees and produce them in bulk. The authors frame once-a-month cooking as a method, not a single rigid menu, which is why the book includes structured plans for preparing either a month of main dishes or a shorter 2-week cycle. The key idea is to shift decision-making and labor to one organized block of time so the rest of the month feels lighter. Planning is treated as the first and most important cooking task because it determines what you buy, how you prep, and how smoothly your cooking day runs. The book also encourages rotation among menu cycles to keep meals from feeling repetitive, reinforcing that the freezer is a tool for variety as well as convenience. This planning-driven structure is what differentiates the approach from casual batch cooking. It creates an intentional pipeline from menu selection to grocery list to cooking sequence to frozen. Inventory. For busy families, the payoff is fewer last-minute dinner scrambles and a reliable set of homemade options that can be finished quickly on weeknights. Secondly, shopping and prep efficiency, cutting time before you even start cooking. Once a month, cooking succeeds or fails long before the oven is turned on. And the book treats shopping and preparation as major levers for saving time. After selecting a menu cycle, the method consolidates ingredients into a focused shopping plan so you buy in a deliberate, efficient way rather than making repeated trips for missing items. This reduces both time in the store and mental fatigue during the month. The authors also stress that prep work should be grouped and standardized because repetitive tasks like chopping onions, shredding cheese, browning meat, or mixing a base sauce can be done once for many recipes. In practice, this means you approach your cooking day like a small production line, gathering ingredients, staging tools and containers, and handling common components in batches. The book is explicit that you do not need advanced culinary skill to benefit. The advantage comes from organization, not chef-level technique. By treating shopping lists, pantry checks, and ingredient staging as part of the method, the book helps readers avoid a common pitfall of bulk cooking, starting the day unprepared and losing time to interruptions, extra store runs, and scattered cleanup. Thirdly, batching kitchen tasks, a production line approach to the mega cooking day. A major contribution of the book is its guidance on how to run the actual cooking session so it feels manageable rather than chaotic. The authors recommend grouping similar tasks together, which creates economies of motion and attention. Instead of fully completing one recipe at a time, you might brown all the ground meat you will need, assemble several casseroles in sequence, or mix multiple marinades and sauces in one focus block. This approach reduces repeated setup and cleanup, keeps countertops and tools in consistent use, and shortens the overall workday. The method also encourages thinking about the order of operations: what needs stove time first, what can bake while you prep other dishes, and what can be assembled without cooking. Because the goal is a freezer-ready inventory of main dishes, the process prioritizes recipes that can be assembled ahead and finished later with minimal effort. The book also underscores practical realism. You are building a routine you can repeat monthly, so the workflow must be sustainable for home kitchens. In that sense, the mega day is less about culinary ambition and more about rhythm, sequencing, and reducing friction so that producing many meals becomes predictable. Fourthly, freezer strategy: packaging, storing, and reheating for quality and safety. Freezing is not treated as an afterthought but as a core skill. The book focuses on creating meals that hold up well in the freezer and then managing them so they are easy to use on busy nights. That includes choosing appropriate containers and freezer-safe materials, portioning meals in ways that fit your household, labeling clearly, and organizing freezer space so meals do not get lost or forgotten. The system is designed around main dishes, allowing you to pair them with quick sides or salads, which keeps weeknight execution simple. Reheating and finishing steps matter too, because the promise of once-a-month cooking depends on food that still tastes good after storage. By planning for how a dish will be thawed, baked or slow-cooked later, you avoid the common disappointment of freezer meals that are convenient but lack texture or flavor. The book also acknowledges that good freezer cooking is as much about logistics as recipes having a clear inventory, rotating meals, and maintaining an orderly freezer helps ensure the time you invested in the cooking day turns into real dinners rather than forgotten packages at the back of the shelf. Lastly, tools, cleanup, and simple tech making the method workable in real life, beyond menus and recipes, the book addresses the practical realities that determine whether readers stick with the system equipment needs, cleanup management, and basic planning aids. A once-a-month session uses lots of bowls, pans, and packaging materials. So the authors outline the kinds of common kitchen tools that make bulk prep smoother, such as large pots, baking sheets, and freezer bags or foil. Cleanup is treated as a workflow issue rather than a punishment at the end. When you batch tasks, you can also batch cleaning and keep the kitchen functional throughout the day, which reduces fatigue and frustration. The book also nods to using a computer for planning and organizing recipes and lists, reinforcing that the method is about reducing decision load and preventing mistakes. This combination of logistics and mindset is important. Readers are encouraged not to wait until they are expert cooks because the system relies on simple techniques repeated consistently. By focusing on the supporting infrastructure, the book positions once-a-month cooking as a household routine you can scale up or down, adapt to your schedule, and maintain over time rather than a one-time marathon that you never repeat. In conclusion, once-a-month cooking is best suited to readers who value dependable homemade dinners but feel constrained by weekday time, energy, or scheduling chaos. Busy parents, working professionals, and anyone trying to reduce reliance on takeout will benefit most, particularly if they appreciate structured plans and checklists. The practical payoff is straightforward: fewer daily cooking decisions, fewer rush grocery trips, and a freezer stocked with main dishes that can be finished quickly. Even readers who do not adopt the full-month model can use the same principles to prepare 2 weeks at a time, or simply apply the batching mindset to make weeknight cooking easier. What the book offers intellectually is a way to rethink cooking as a system. It treats menu planning, shopping, prep, cooking, freezing, and cleanup as one connected workflow, and it teaches readers to look for repeatable efficiencies rather than searching for a magic recipe. Compared with many freezer meal or meal prep books that lean heavily on recipe variety, this title stands out for the completeness of its method and its emphasis on organization. Some readers may not love every recipe, but the enduring strength of the book is that the framework can be reused with other family favorites. If you want a proven home kitchen approach to reclaiming weeknights without giving up homemade food, it remains a useful guide. If you would like to support Mimi Wilson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.